This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Quaker's so horny. She's so horny. Quaker's so horny. Paige, love you long.
Oh my goodness.
That's a fun one there.
Oh, seriously.
That was when we were on that that kick to help Paige get some of that poison out.
Really?
Yeah, it don't work that way, right?
No. Which, by the way, I gotta tell you something.
Who?
That yesterday we talked about... Well, here's the thing. We did the mail sack. And we got an email to a press release that was sent out about our very own Paige.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't tell us that she's starring in the romantic comedy movie, Jeff and Joan.
She's such a private person, Paige.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know if she's being private with us on this or she's not in the mix, because she told us that it hasn't even started filming yet.
Uh-uh.
But according to the press release, it's already started filming.
No. In January, so it wasn't supposed to be, as far as I know.
Is this press release embargoed? Should I not have said it on the air yet?
No, it's fine. It's just the movie hasn't completely been cast. It's not casted yet.
So there's some roles available?
Yeah.
I've been in a movie before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you need a strip club owner? That's the role that I played. I was Jungle Jim in the great movie Neato Mosquito, available for rental at video rental stores that are still open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was going to do something, but, you know, it's fine that it's out. I'm happy about it.
A romantic comedy,
mm-hmm,
where you will be playing Joan.
Yes, I will.
And from what I understand with the press release, Jimmy, there's going to be some kind of epic twist at the end. Some almost like a M. Night Shyamalan Dingo.
Really? A twist?
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it reads, it's an incredible twist that... This comedic jewel will bring an interesting twist to the motion picture sector of the entertainment industry in the United States and across the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, here's another question, Paige, for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This comedy blockbuster, as it's called.
Well, we don't know. We hope.
That will be filming in Easley, Liberty, and Pickens. Okay?
Yes.
So at the end of the movie, it'll say, Easley. It'll have a little logo, Easley.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm not at liberty to say. I haven't.
Received, not at liberty to say. Uh-huh. Slim Pickens, Paige.
I haven't received the shot list or anything or the schedule.
So. Shot list.
So I'm not sure what's going down at that point.
I want to watch it, see if I can, you know, recognize all the sites.
But what I do know is I did have a cold reading and I did work with the
put on a jacket and do it again.
With the co-star Chad, and we had really good chemistry, and I think it's going to be a lot
of
fun.
Bet you did.
Is he married? Don't act like you didn't look at his left hand.
He's not married.
Uh-oh.
He's very cute. Ladies?
What if? Don't ladies. You lady.
You the lady we're talking about here.
You got to beat that up.
Jeff and Joan need
it's
to go out on a date and spend the night together just for the...
We did go out dancing and we have good chemistry.
What is this?
Yeah. Okay.
Where'd you go dancing?
To a La La Land.
The director and we went out and we
Liberty.
Had some drinks. We were talking about the casting and everything.
Liberty Rose?
But it's never good to sleep with your co-star.
Oh,
you need to
come
keep that
on.
Tension.
Co-host,
so.
Okay. Co-star, not good.
No, it's
right,
never
Jim?
Good. You don't mix.
Yeah. Right.
You don't get your honey where you get your money.
Hmm.
But the tension between us is good, and it's good for the movie because that's kind of the premise.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away.
But what if Chad Dudley did the same to the co-star of The Perfect Prayer, his last movie, and he just,
I'm not aware of of his work prior to working with me.
Well, you're not a very good co-star.
Is this no. Paige's first movie? I don't think it is it? No. Wasn't you in something else?
I did back...
Draft?
In the day. No. Oh. Back in the day, I did a lot of industrial film and more non-union thing. I worked a lot
You did how-to videos?
Well, kind of. I did a lot of commercials for Kaiser Permanente, and I was a nurse.
Oh, Steph Curry does that.
Isn't that the end of Usual Suspects?
No.
Same guy.
When the guy started walking straight, normal, yeah. Kaiser Permanente.
Right, 20-year yeah. spoiler alert.
Right, and yeah. I was cast in some stuff, but couldn't do it because of my TV work. So,
her leg was in a cast, and she had diarrhea. Remember that?
Oh, I was just pointed out that is. I was thinking of Kaiser Soze.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but it's,
you know, as far as independent film, we're in just a really fun area to do things like this. And to play different characters and become something different.
Was this an open casting call, or did director Jerry Addis come to you and say, Paige, when I wrote this, I thought of no one else. I thought of you and Jane Fonda. She's not available
exactly.
right now.
I'm older than Jane, so I got the gig.
I didn't. Ooh. Oh, come on. I didn't mean no. that. I just thinking of great actresses of our time.
I'm not a great actress, but I think that it's something that I wanted to do, and it was... I read for it and got the part.
So, but did he come to you, or did you see it on social? And
no,
like,
he came to me. Yeah.
It's going to be the second movie to shoot in Liberty. I mean, that's like pretty historical.
What was the first one?
Chill Factor. Did you watch that one? It was Cuba Gooding and Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
It was such a good movie that Skeet Ulrich's career never recovered from it.
Were you not, Paige, that's a great text. Was Paige not an extra in the movie Leatherheads with George Clooney?
No, I wasn't.
You were talking about that, though, right?
Something. Everybody else, all my friends were, but okay. I didn't do it because, you know, we were looking for his pig.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Remember the pig that we got for
his Yeah, his hogs.
I was like, we're here all the time.
Now, you know, there are some couples like Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. They met on the set of a movie, and they've been together for like 40 years or something.
Right, but I mean, that's fine.
And like Rachel Weisz and Daniel Craig, they met on a movie set, and they're still together happy, it seems like.
He was James Bond.
And yeah. Like Ryan Gosling met both his wives while he was making movies with them.
This movie is expected
Brad Pitt too
to be completed for an international release the year 2020.
Okay.
Oh, you going to Cannes?
I don't know where they're. I think, you know, independent film is usually go to the festivals and see how you do.
It's a great question. Will you go to Kanye's? Cannes?
No.
Whatever how you say it.
If it goes Cannes, that far, definitely.
Cannes.
Oh, well, I mean.
Cannes to buy cheap furniture.
But you know what? My idea, this is to fill the void of in my life, make me happy, give me something to do, and laugh. I know
a lot of people on the text line want to help you fill that void.
Mm-hmm.
I really do want to laugh and have a good time, and doing a comedy would be that. And I can't wait to see the bloopers roll. That's going to be the best one. We're going to be rolling the film the whole time.
Nine had a premiere. Does she get a premiere too?
Nine had two premieres. Thank you very much.
And nothing
one
else
in Charlotte and Greenville, and no more. It's almost like Pilsner parties.
The director just texted said he went straight to Paige for this.
How are we not talking to him? I mean, what is he on with the View right now? Jerry? Jerry!
Jerry call.
God, this is going to be huge. No, that's another question. We answered this question yesterday, though, with the name change with Paige. She has a gimmick name now.
She does. A stage name, they call it.
A stage name.
It's only a gimmick name if you wrestle.
She is no longer just our sweet, sweet Paige, queen of hoo-hog. She is now Charlotte Paige.
Yes.
Charlotte Paige.
Which is my legit name.
This is your legit name.
Well,
Paige is also.
Yeah,
you're a weirdo like me. You go by your middle name.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just easier that way. People can pronounce it.
When you were in school, were you Charlotte or Paige?
I was Paige.
You had to think about that for a second.
I was always Paige. And that's why when I started in ballet and doing theater, I decided I'd be Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just something different.
You know, the first time I tried out ballet, I broke every toe of my foot.
Did you?
I sure did.
You're not supposed to be on point. You're a boy.
Yeah, thank you. I kept the book. Did not fall off my head. Louise Sampson, have you met her? She's in the movie as well. She's playing the role of Anima.
No, I've only met Chad at this point.
Yeah. It says here that if you want to be in the cast, go to greatmindsproductions.com. Great with an A and a T and an E. Well, it is both ways. You know what I'm saying. G-R-A-T.
Yeah, both kinds.
You have a diner scene by chance or somewhere where somebody has to eat in the background?
Paige.
Eating extra?
Yes, sir.
I'm a fan. And I'm you're walking by on the red carpet. Can I get your autograph?
Of course.
All right. I want to see what it looks like.
You've seen my autograph.
Yeah,
before.
But I've just seen the radio autograph.
I haven't seen Charlotte Page written down.
I know that the Page autograph, she does a big P and then a bunch of squiggly lines after it. It's just Charlotte and then the big P with the squiggly lines.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's not, it'd be practiced.
No.
Yes, you
have.
That's how I sign my checks.
You should do a star over the dot of the I. Do a star because you're going to be a Hollywood star.
I don't know. I just want to have fun.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a
damn.
Look at you.
Oh, you better practice over the canned food drive.
It's like, where should I go? What shall I ever do?
I want to do a screen test with Paige.
Go ahead.
No, I don't. We don't. We have to film that. We're not ready for that right now. I have to prepare something, too.
Yeah.
In the future, I'd like to.
With your headshot, Paige, were you practicing pooching out to kiss somebody? You're doing that thing. It's not duck lips, but it's just more of a pooch.
I have a big bottom lip.
All right.
You should see my bottom lips. Paige, pooch out like you're going to kiss.
But you got to do it the whole movie.
I can't do it for you.
God.
You make me feel silly.
And don't be silly. I'm doing it too.
What are you doing, Joe? The character? What was his name?
You know what I heard Paige say the other night off the air?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should say this. I'm going to say
this. Don't get me in trouble.
Okay, I'm not going to say it.
You'll say, you can't tell him
anything.
Paige
said that women, to combat wrinkles in their mouth, do not use straws anymore.
It's true.
What?
Oh, no.
It makes sense.
I'm trying not to smile and not to pucker my lips. So I pooch out the bottom.
Well, yeah, but there's something else y'all going to quit doing that ain't going to be good for nobody.
What is that? Never mind. I see where you're going with that.
Twizzlers?
No, that would help. You should just get big straws.
Huge. Yeah, you need a straw that's at least like 3 inches in circumference.
Like Catherine.
You're so silly.
Just get a paper towel roll and just put it in your cup.
Well, I probably won't be eating up until the movie because I need to lose
weight. God, don't do that.
I've lost 12 pounds so far, so yay me.
Well, share some of the knowledge with that big guy over here.
Just hey, I'm not in the movie.
Other big
don't
guy.
Shovel it
big
in your
guy,
mouth.
Thanks,
that's,
fat boy.
That's biggest guy.
That's the secret. Watch your calories and don't shove it in your mouth.
Oh, come on.
This is my off season for rolls.
I liked it to the last part, Paige.
That's how you lose weight. Yeah. Don't eat a bunch of stuff. That's
so
the secret.
So do we have to worry about replacing you? Because I feel like once Jeff and Joan wins the Oscar, you'll go on to do. Obviously, there'll be a sequel.
Yeah.
A prequel. Before you know it, there'll be a reboot.
Never know.
Yeah, they'll have
baby steps. I just want to have fun. That's
Millie
what I'm
Bobby
doing.
Brown from Stranger Things will be playing young Joan.
Hey, maybe you can get a better one in here. See, that's exciting for everybody.
You and the fishing for compliments. I've about had it. Paige, I see you on the internet. You're so good looking. Don't say it no more.
You know, the person I'm probably most jealous of that we've worked with in the past is the lady we used to work with who was the cashier on that one episode of Eastbound and Down.
I know.
Yes.
I love her. She was fun.
I had no idea she was going to be in it. That I was watching like the season 2 premiere or whatever, and there she is in the grocery store as the cashier when Stevie Janowski's shoplifting a cart full of groceries.
Oh yeah.
I love her. She was fun.
Yeah.
That's all I want, you know, a few things.
Not just doing it for the money or the fame. You're doing it for just the fun.
I don't want fame.
Oh, then why are you in a movie?
Why you got a fur coat right now?
And on the radio.
She's in here wearing a fur right now. And she's like, I don't want fame.
I don't want fame. I'm wearing fur.
Here.
I'm doing a movie. I'm on the radio every day.
I really
as long
don't.
As I have the fortune, I don't care
I
about
don't,
the fame.
I just want to have fun. That's all I want to do. And it's a rom-com, so...
Yeah, she's already got the rom-com.
Jimmy did it. Jimmy started the rom-com.
I know.
No,
I said
didn't.
That.
No,
I
didn't start
that.
Right. It's a chick flick, maybe. So well, I'm all about it. I want to have fun. I don't want to be unhappy anymore.
Maybe after the holidays, we could get Jerry Addis, the director, and Marine. Okay, Semper Fi. We'll get him in here. And then not only can we pick his brain about Paige being an actress, but also if there's any other parts, we could help... facilitate
I'm
those
sure. I'm sure we'll be enlisting you in a lot of stuff.
Not me.
And there's no nudity.
I don't know about that.
Fat Boy won't be in it unless he be naked.
There's a chance.
I heard Chad Dudley gets bottomless. That's what I read.
He's got abs. He can get naked.
It's the only way I'm watching.
I've seen his pictures on Facebook.
Oh.
Friends.
Oh, I see.
He's cute.
Oh, you saw some headshots.
I'm lucky. I'm lucky my co-star is hot.
What if they had maybe cast a Dustin Diamond in the role of Joan and Jason?
You know
Jeff.
What? I've had that happen to me. I've had a really goofy Romeo who had bad breath and stinky feet.
Would you be in Jennifer Jason Leigh?
Why are you smelling his feet?
Because he took his shoes off, and then I'm like, you got to do something with those shoes or put it back on. And yes. You know, we were blocking the stage.
Are you doing a role right now? Is this real you? That's what worries me now. I already don't trust anybody
Why do you
now.
Not trust me?
Because I think everything's an act. Everything's in the matrix. Everything's not real
no,
around
it's
us.
Not.
It's our own interpretation of it.
You know, for me, it's just something fun to do. Why
like,
not?
What if we're not even on the radio right now? What if everybody just pretends to listen?
What if you really had eyebrows
really
and it
know.
Was all at work?
We don't know.
And Nine's not going frosting.
Yes, he is.
No,
damn
he's not.
Right, he
it's
is.
Not real. It's not really happening.
Taser her and see if she feels it. See if it's real.
No, it's not.
Paige is going to be on the big screen. Depends on how big your TV is, but regardless,
right.
Paige.
Not even go to video. Who cares? We're just going to have the best time. I'm excited.
You're going to be at a red box everywhere.
It's going to be a red box everywhere. That's right.
I can't wait until Jeremy Lawrence starts popping up in movies.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence's dad?
Oh, you.
Oh, it's Joey Lawrence. I'm thinking about
He's already in movies, yeah. But we can't watch him.
Still waiting on that.
Can't wait to see the cinematic debut of Charlotte Page.
I know.
Charlotte Page. You've heard her from Facebook Fussing.
Yes.
Doing that same voice
over
for 3 years
again.
Now.
Remember her from Romeo and Juliet with Stinky Feet Guy.
Yes.
I know.
I think we need a kiss in this scene. I think not. That's what I said.
Charlotte of Pagia. All right,
Paige,
we look forward to Jeff and Joan coming to a screen near you in 2020.
I can't wait. I want to watch it twice.
I'm going to watch it recorded if you're going to be in Easley, Liberty, and Pickens.
I know. Yeah.
Can I get tickets on Adam, the Adam app? Can I order food from IC?
You're going too far ahead.
What are you working on in the Plex, acting lady?
Oh, well, we got to talk about a mommy blogger and how she's getting ripped for complaining about something on Instagram.
A mommy blogger.
Yeah.
Is she a mogger or a blommy?
Whatever.
Rom-com?
Rom-com.
I'll get Jimmy's answer from Judge Jimmy right after this. And some headlines.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-ha.
Charlotte Page.
All right, well, folks.
Should we change that to Rise Guys Headlines with Charlotte Page?
No.
And her big old hoo-ha.
That's my other life.
Thank you.
So there's a woman named Katie Bauer in Georgia. She's a mommy blogger. And she got ripped on Instagram. She has 52,000 followers.
Nice.
Yeah, she's doing something right. She has 5 kids, 4 boys, and a girl. And this week.
There's something she ain't doing right.
What?
Standing on her head after sex.
Well, this week, her second oldest son turned 6. So what she did is she caused a little bit of a roar. She posted a picture in his honor for his birthday, then wrote that she was really upset because she noticed pictures of him were getting fewer likes than the ones of her other kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah, from a statistical point, according to this woman, Katie Bauer, she said that he wasn't as popular as the other kids. So
that's what it's come to.
Yeah, really is ridiculous, mommy bloggers out there.
Yeah. I appreciate the hustle that people are having, and I appreciate the fact that people aren't just, you know, a lot of them still are, but a lot of people aren't just sitting around saying, I'll just draw a disability or I'll do this or I'll do that. People are out hustling, but the world's only big enough for so many bloggers and influencers and social media models.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all are pretty, and you do the best do-it-yourself videos and how-to videos, and I love that scarf. But God darn, I'm tired of seeing it on my full feed of just hashtag influencer, hashtag ad, hashtag model. You work at Kemet.
Uh-huh.
Or
yeah,
used to,
yeah.
Last
not
time
anymore.
I talked to you.
So if you're not making money doing it, you're not really
I don't
model.
Mean that, and I get the hustle. I appreciate the hustle, but It's like Jimmy always points out with the MLM stuff.
Right.
Somebody in your life needs to tell you, you're not going to retire selling them shampoos.
You could make a little bit of money. Some people make decent money if they're really good at it. But if they're that good at that, they could make way more money selling something else that sells for more money.
I get tired of being like marketed to and there's just people trying to sell me stuff. By the way, if you text BEER to 72341, we'll tell you all the locations to get Rise Guys P1 Pills.
Go ahead.
It's crushable.
What about, you know, selling your own kids to make yourself like this, you know, the image of putting your kids out there like this woman who got people very upset from what she did.
Yes.
And popularity.
Now, one thing I'll say about what you were just talking about, Matt, is that I don't think most of these people are in that looking for money. I think everybody just is
the
like
fame.
The fame of it is what they want. They want a little bit of notoriety. They want their 15 minutes. They want a little bit of shine, a little bit of spotlight.
Last time I checked, though, Spectrum doesn't take fame as payment.
No.
Mm-mm. Or likes, or retweets, forwards.
Can I give you 4,000 likes instead of paying rent this month?
It's going to take 20 posts, but I'll get them for you. I get about a couple hundred.
Usually, yeah, a couple hundred on a post.
If I tag 9 in it, 300.
Well, so the other kid, her third kid, quickly got some likes, and this one didn't get so many, and the other kid didn't get as many solo baby photos either. So she asked people to give him lots of likes for his 6th birthday.
Right, you give him something tangible.
So people turned on her. And one person wrote, full-time mommy blogger scare me. It's the 2018 version of turning your kids into child stars and profiting off of them. So, you know, she ended up putting a tearful apology on her Instagram page and apologizing for that. But I mean, come on.
I think what it does too, I've referenced this before. What it does, and I'm sending nine an example of one that I always see, a local lady about town. I think what it does, it sets up the fakeness of social media. It, like, this woman is a mommy blogger, and she always has pictures no matter what the occasion. Like, I bet a couple days her kid will be dressed up as a pilgrim and the other one will be dressed up as an Indian. And they always look so perfect. And it's like, I'd like a real mommy blogger to show the kids eating and foods everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Lunchables smushed into the couch cushions.
Crusty noses.
Like, I want to see, everybody's scared to death to do that, though.
But nobody's really that perfect. It's not reality.
But why pretend?
You have screaming kids at the grocery store. Everybody does.
It's just such a disservice. And then when you get realness out there, next thing you do is they take you off the show and change the name of the Connors.
Right. And how organized can you be when you're like, I don't want to eat this. And your kids are screaming, I'm hungry. And you can't make anybody happy.
Yeah. And 15,000 hashtags on there. Right. We get it. You want people to see it.
Yeah, I don't know that she doesn't ever do part of the struggle of it or anything. She might, for all I know. I've never looked at her page. I don't know what she does. She might video her kids screaming in the grocery store for all I know.
I follow, that Greenville, and it always shows up on my feed, and it's like, God, you living the perfect life. But no, you're not.
Nobody does.
Well, you get their highlight reel. That's what social media is. It's their highlight reel. It isn't their day-to-day life. It's strictly the highlights.
To someone who works here that just texted me, I'm not talking about Duders.
No.
Oh,
Duders.
My goodness.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh,
love
she
her.
Is. Well, here's a crazy thing that came out that was found on a farm in the Philippines where a farmer's goat gives birth to a half-pig, half-human creature that's sparking fears of the devil.
That family
If you
there.
Believe with the mirror.
Look at this thing, Matt. Look, there's pictures of it. That's the thing that the goat had as a baby is this thing.
So the goat gave birth to two creatures, one goat and the other pig-human thing.
That's no way to call it.
Well, it kind of looks like it.
Man, is that real?
That's a real goat baby in the Philippines.
But it's on the website you're showing me this on is mirror.uk.
Well,
which
they
is
pick up weird stories and real news as well.
Sometimes.
Yeah, man. That's something that somebody bought from some kind of carnival prop.
In the Philippines? In a farming village in the Philippines?
My shoes were made in China.
This baby had to come out cesarean section. The goat did not give birth to it, so
because of the horns that hurt.
It's bigger than the other size goat.
Ooh. How do they give birth to animals with horns? They don't have horns when they're born.
Nah, goats don't get them until later.
Yeah, okay. Kind of like deer.
Well, that makes sense. Well, imagine trying to pass an 8-point buck.
Yeah. No. It's kind of like, you know, you weren't like a
it's what you felt like, Matthew.
You weren't like a 6'2" grown man when you was born.
Oh, that's a good point.
That would have been difficult.
When they start to get nubs and you rub their nubs, they hate it, man. They'll, you know, spin their head around.
I've had several people, literally a couple dozen people, that said to me, A, I never thought about babies don't have eyebrows. Mm-hmm. And B, how many people have realized they don't have eyebrows? Like this guy, Chris Davis on Snapchat, was like, dude, ever since I saw your photo of you not having eyebrows, did I realize I don't have eyebrows?
Yeah.
And I was like, God, you don't.
A lot of people don't, I think.
I want to start a foundation.
You would do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some kind of makeup.
You should.
No, a foundation will help people who don't have eyebrows.
And what would you call it?
Brows for tots.
Mm-hmm.
Brows for people.
Brows for people.
Yes, brows.
Hmm. All right.
My brows.
You have ideas.
I like my brows is the best.
My brows.
My brows.
Some, we'll have them for girls and guys.
Some brows. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hmm. All right. Well,
I'm a hustler.
Yeah, you are.
Just want you to know.
Well, now we go to New Zealand with our next story, where a woman is jailed in the UK after she was found to have provided fake qualifications to work as a doctor for more than 2 decades. How did she get busted? Well, she was found out as she was trying to fake the will of an elderly female patient.
So if she wasn't like committing that fraud, she would still be a fake doctor.
Yeah.
Fraud on fraud on fraud.
So you're wondering how she got through. Well, she claimed to have a degree from the University of Auckland, where she worked in the UK in 1992, but she dropped out and flunked her first year of medical school. So she somehow got in, and nobody vetted out her background.
Wow.
And I really don't know what her history is or what she did to people, but it is horrible. And from what the people are saying who sentenced her, that it is despicable that she did this to people. And I don't know if she killed anybody or what her story is, but it's awful.
Yeah, think about it. Like, if someone said, like, as long as it's not too far-fetched, but if I said, oh, yes, I have a degree from College of Charleston.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not the best example, but just somebody out there. Or I went to Columbia, or I went here, I went there. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, employers, do they call and check it? I understand if it's like you're going to be a locter,
a docsmith.
Like, if you told me you went to Johnson C. Smith, I'd probably check that out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you've seen my Millie Lewis diploma. That's real.
But
I'm talking to, so
if you've done your own eyebrows.
If you're hiring nine and I say, oh, I went to Columbia or I went to Clemson, are you going to call Clemson and check that out, or are you just going to assume by looking at me that I never went too far from home?
I don't know, man. I hope I would do a good job, but I'd never want a job where I have to hire anybody.
I don't think they do. I bet you a lot of people don't.
Probably don't.
If you're applying for a specific job, that you would know how to do the job that you have the degree in, you know.
Yeah.
Like if you're an accountant, CPA, you better know.
I'm a mortician.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. There was a football coach that lied about it, getting a degree. And then he lost the job. It was a big job.
Yeah, it was like a college thing, right?
Yeah. So I guess, you know, depending on what position, somebody might out you. But if you told me you went to Morehouse and I'm trying to hire you, I'd probably check it out.
It was George O'Leary.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah, he said he had a master's degree he didn't have or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
If I told you that I went to Brown, you would assume that I used to work for UPS, right?
What did Brown do for you?
Yeah, don't like go with like an Ivy League school.
Ivy League.
Probably okay. Not, you know. Yeah.
Poison Ivy League. That's where I went.
And then if you work with someone who went to that school and you have nothing in common and you can't talk about how it was and what you experienced and having the same teachers, then you gotta you do your research.
Fat Boy's still in school.
Yeah, man. Semester's almost over.
When will you have your 2-year degree?
I got one more semester left.
And then you'll have a 2-year degree? So how many years will that take?
2 years.
You have two more years?
17. No, one more semester.
Oh, okay.
I had 3 more classes.
So can we have a graduation party for you?
Please?
I'm serious. I'm not doing this for a booking appearance fee.
You're going to have to wait. I got one more to go.
And what is your field of study? What will you get a degree in?
This is an associate in arts until I go for a bachelor's.
It's a food of study.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right. Well,
smack him. You closer.
I'm proud of you.
Whatever the opposite of a dietitian is.
It doesn't matter how long it takes. It's you're going to finish your journey, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it Whatever. Is. Well, here's something that some of us may be guilty of. Are you going to buy stuff on Black Friday and not tell your significant other? Black Friday's fine, but Cyber Monday.
Oh, Jackson is.
Cyber Monday's the one that you can completely put it under the radar and say, oh, I don't know where that came from.
I'll tell you the way I've been doing it. I've found things that I'm going to buy and put them in my Amazon cart and leave it there. I don't know why. They don't charge extra shipping anymore. I should just go ahead and order it. But I like to just group things up and then make a purchase.
That's the best thing to do.
You know, if you walk away from it and give it about a month, and if it's still there in your cart and go back, then maybe you can get it.
Well, these are for other people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If it's for me, I already buy it.
That's true. You just go ahead and do that, man.
You're not going to share it like a girl on Twitter? Here's my wish list.
You wait till you get your fun gift, fat boy. I got you a fun gift. I got you a gift that's going to keep on laughing.
Oh, we're going to draw Christmas names tomorrow.
Tomorrow we do draw Christmas names.
So
I'll bring in my palette.
The premise is fun gifts this year. Did I hear that?
No.
It's just any kind of gift?
I get everybody a little something-something, but whoever I get the name of gets a lot of something-something.
Oh. And then you get nine stuff anyway. Something. A bunch of stuff.
It's best for Matt if he draws my name.
If I get Fat Boy's name, I know I'll just get him a gift card to like Bojangles or something.
Wendy's is his place.
Is he going to be the wind-up Willie?
He's got enough for the other place.
Yes.
I'm out now.
Well, according to research, one out of three people are planning to secretly buy themselves something this year, and the average American has $353 worth of stuff that they've bought at the past Black Friday.
Here's a question I never thought about. You know how women, some women on Valentine's Day will send themselves flowers to the office to put themselves over?
Mm-hmm.
We've heard about that.
Really?
It's a thing some people do.
I wonder if women come back from Christmas break with like a new bag or something they bought themselves, and they're like, Troy bought this for me.
My lover bought
my,
this.
My boyfriend, George Glass, bought me this Louboutin shoes.
I'm not going to generalize that most women or a majority of women or even single women are working on that level of instability in their heads.
No.
I'm not going to generalize that, certainly.
No, we don't need a man to go out and buy things for
some of them do, but that's a psychological issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You would love George. He has frosted tips and everything. He doesn't care what decade it is.
It's George Glass, the famous.
Yeah. Boyfriend. You laugh. We're going to make you cut into a mullet, Paige.
No, we're not.
Yeah, the worst hair a man can have is frosted tips.
That's right. Turn you into Joe Squirt.
I just cannot wait till football season is over. At least, you know.
You're in second place for the year.
I know, but I don't want to lose anything.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever strategy you use obviously works.
Fair. I'm just going to like blindfold myself and throw darts at logos of teams tomorrow.
That's how I used to throw them at your old house.
I know. That's why
I lost the deposit.
I knocked a hunk of paint off the wall in the shape of the continent of Africa.
If I ask for advice on any teams and I take it, I lose. So I'm not taking any advice from men. You don't know football. I'm pitching those of your eyes, guys.
Oh, man. You know, it is becoming too monotonous. The minute we find out who lost the next day, we got to do picks again.
Yeah. Maybe you should quit for the season after tomorrow.
Nah, it's too funny.
It's going to start thinning out soon.
Gives me continuity for the week.
We pick the biggest game of the whole year, though, for our audience.
Oh, yeah. Any side action on that?
We got to look at the line and stuff for you.
All right. We'll check it all out. We'll give you a full rundown of tomorrow and much, much more Rise Guys right after this.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Why don't they have TV shows on TLC with really tall families? There's a thought. I would watch
the Murisons.
Yeah, the Murisons.
Nobody cares about that,
it's
man.
It's George and Martina Murison.
The Bulls.
With their super tall cathedral ceilings.
Yes.
Seven Little Johnstons is really good. Johnstons? Yes. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, and all those things. We had a good time. Hopefully you did. We'd love for you to join us tomorrow on Thanksgiving Eve as we draw Christmas names. We re-premiere today's Truth and Consequences. And this time tomorrow, my best friend in this life, James McDonald, will have blonde tips.
I'll have frosted tips. I'm going to look ridiculous.
Tips,
ridiculous.
Right.
Wish you had some sirloin tips. right now.
I'll bring you some.
Bring me some.
We're also going to pick football tomorrow. Pigskin picks tomorrow. Pigskin punishment and pigskin picks.
We have a lot to do tomorrow. Matter of fact, we should go ahead and go to a break now because we should just get up on tomorrow. Plus, yeah, Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fatboy Hoobie in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you so, so much for listening to this show. We appreciate it. Have a great day. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys, because it's good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle it a little.
Ow! The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet
Rocks. That baby's back.